Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, podcast producer and radio personality. And this message is for businesses in the local area. Did you know that today 100% of the population is 100% comfortable listening to voices? 73% of that 100% are full-time employees. Well, not only that, 83% of that 100% have at least $75,000 in their bank account. Are you looking to promote and articulate your system, scale your training, and scale your value? May I ask you a question? Are you tired of using a shotgun, spraying the entire world with your value, with just one post and one video, only to hit a fraction of your target? To be a helper is to be a cowboy. And I'm Cowboy 347. Take this sniper rifle. Let me syndicate your business-to-business podcast where you can boost your interpersonal marketing. Articulate to your client avatar a compelling offer through strategic content planning and boosting your marketing with the least amount of effort and the least amount of time. To be an entrepreneur is to be in sport. And we all should be trying to find something to do before something to do finds you. I'm Cowboy 347. Let's go. Yes, Lord. Lord, this is Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate any and everything, no matter what we're subdued to. Why? Because we all are here on purpose. Yes, Lord, I'm your radio personality and podcaster. And the way that I articulate these things is for the entrepreneurs, the innovators, the influencers, the frontliners to be inspired, to be pulled out of their mental turmoil and elevate out of the 99%. To be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. Jesus was known to be a shepherd himself as he went out there to find his lost sheep to offer them hope and relief. I'm here to tell you, you have this Uber product, you have this Uber vision that is meant to pick somebody up from point A and drop them off at point Z, but there's something in the middle that is preventing you from becoming the best version of the person who is meant to impact mankind. So as your helper, I'm going to articulate and impute a message to you that is meant to nourish your spirit, that is meant to minister to your ambition. Yes, Lord. I'm going to reverse engineer my approach to this episode, and I'm going to give you guys something light, no heavy lifting, to be motivated and to be inspired to become the 1% of your 99% and help them become 1% themselves. I'll start by saying this word, complaining. Complaining is dissatisfaction of annoyance. The act of saying that something is wrong and not satisfactory. The annoyance of dissatisfactory. The act that states that something is wrong, not satisfying. Yes, Lord, download the iHeartRadio app. We're on Spotify, Player FM, Deezer. If you guys want to check out all the other syndication platforms, click the Media Club link. Yes, Lord. You never heard me complain. That's right. I have haters. I have people that I inspire. I have people that I communicate with. Through this podcast, that's only about input to receive output, meaning I might never meet somebody that I am inspiring on this show. So, there's dimensions to this delivery. They, you, and I have never heard, seen, or can prove that I complain. Now, I seen a clip of Shaquille O'Neal talking about figure it out, sucker, when he was responding back to Monique on how she said you don't take advice from somebody who doesn't have a one. But he mainly talked about how he doesn't complain from his mistakes, or he doesn't complain about how his life is going. In this life that we live in, we are, through our lifetime, we are living as multiple identities from the subconscious mind, either from ego or introspection that we experience throughout our life, meaning that there are things about us that might get in the way that make us take a right or a left along the way, preventing us from being consistent in one space. But in the action of complaining, complaining is about dissatisfaction of annoyance. The act of saying that something is wrong and not satisfactory, even if it's not just, can be a habit that does not work in our favor. What do you mean, cowboy?
Well, Lord, this is Cowboy 347, and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius, all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting, opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please let me help you through my syndication platform, NC347. We will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord.
In the Word of God, Philippians 2:14 through 15. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless. Now, we can take out the practical theology of this segment to say that complaining is detrimental to our public perception. it's detrimental to our reputation. It's detrimental to our process. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and, in fact, harmless, leaving you not to blame, or leaving you not to blame someone else, blameless, leaving you not to harm someone, or harm to be laid on you, harmless. Complaining, dissatisfaction of annoyance that acts out that something is wrong or not satisfactory. So there's a lot of you that's out there that just started something cool 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago, 2 months ago, a year ago, and you guys are not satisfied with the production. And you're complaining. And you're becoming a battery that's leaking battery acid all over the product and losing depreciation and decimating the identity of what you built or what you're trying to build into something unrecognizable, creating your own personal exodus because you're getting in your own way and you're beginning to become delusional. Delusional meaning you don't see that the work is working on you and the work is the process and the process is you. Delusional meaning that you don't see the watering of God after you plant the seed. You tithing into the process, speaking the words, which words and matter are the same thing. In the word of God, it says that words and matter are the same. You're speaking, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You're speaking negativity into your life and you're preventing the universe from stopping your frequency to impute positive feedback, positive input, responds with positive output. And you are delusional, not seeing that God is watering your process. Complaining doesn't contribute to anything positive under the ordinance of God's articulation, of God's communication, of God's mastery of creating all things and even saying, let there be light. There wasn't an ounce of complaining when his children disappointed him. There wasn't an ounce of complaining when he had to discipline. There wasn't an ounce of complaining when God had to make the tough decisions. Now, we are created in God's image. In Hebrew, it says that man is called Adam. And Adam is spelled with three Hebrew letters. And the first letter, reading right from left, not left to right, it is called that, it is said that it stands for the blood. Now, also, the last two letters stands for the flesh. Now, God said that what is in me is in you. And also, he said that I created you in my image, which means that we are born to create. So Adam, you take the flesh and turn it into the blood. The first letter standing for God, and the second two letters stands for the flesh. Adam, which means man, we was created to create like God, manifesting our visions into godly perspectives. Genesis 1, let there be light, I created all things. Which means that we can inhale our process if we do the uncharacteristic of what is inside of us, which is complaining. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless. It's in the basic instructions before leaving this beautiful, beautiful earth. So I say to you, 99%, Are you tired of complaining? Are you tired of being confused? Are you tired of using a shotgun and trying to aim it to an audience only to shoot a fraction of your target? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd. And I want to offer you release and hope. Now, my intentions, because this is the month before dropping Compound 99, March 2nd, I am looking for 30, that's right, 30 individuals to go on a journey together to share buildings and consumables to become better than who we were yesterday, to articulate that Uber product to pick people up from point A and drop them off at point Z so that they can do something special for someone, transforming the quality of their life. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you are being touched by this episode, join my community where I will teach you how to produce from imagination, turn that production into sweat equity, and teach you how to clarify on how to use that sweat equity in an accountable environment, in an environment of camaraderie and communication for an entire year, every day for a year, themes, whether it's motivation, entrepreneurship, art, design, television, it doesn't matter. We are showing up to gauge what our human flourishing is together. Anthony Davis went to the Olympics fresh out of college to go for gold with Kobe Bryant, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Deron Williams. The list goes on and on. And one thing that he talks about in that great process is the fact that he was able to share space with the greats, opposed to going to the summer league amongst his peers, gaining more information with greatness than he would have got with his peers. Missing the summer league, fighting for a gold medal with the greatest players of all time, Hall of Famers, fresh out of college, is something special. And you never heard him complain. Forgetting his jersey, never heard him complain. Getting the newspaper and orange juice, he never complained. Anthony Davis just did a podcast with D'Angelo Russell called The Backyard, and he talked about his process of being a kid dunking in his dirt backyard, kissing a trophy in college, to then becoming an NBA championship. But if it wasn't for that experience, fresh out of college, that community, learning the language, learning the terminology, learning what it really takes, learning the system and schematics of what it means to be a true pro, he wouldn't be where he is.
Like all them guys did, and you kind of have to because you were in foreign territory, mm-hmm. is be like tight knit. Like, yeah. You know, them guys, like wherever. Hey, I'm going here to dinner. We all going.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to go to this hook. Hey, we all going.
That's how you win.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Camaraderie.
And the camaraderie was there from day one. And I'm talking about we in the club and you not, hey, we about to go. Now I'm chilling. All right, well, we chilling.
You ain't
mind,
going.
It's 6 in the morning.
Right.
Like,
where you rocking,
like,
we're doing
this together. Up. You know, so, like, that was a huge, like, team chemistry thing. I saw, like, okay, this is how you win
today. If you're the 99%, I want to talk to you. Let's have a conversation. Let's see if this is right. I'm looking for 30 people to join their journey and help them become the 1% for the 99%, making the world a better place. Yes, Lord, this is Cowboy 347. I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate any and everything, no matter what we're subdued to. Why? Because we all are here on purpose, and let's get smarter.